With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My Song Suck would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures and to the elders both past and present.
Hello and welcome to My Song Suck, the show where we listen to bad songs from good writers. I'm Alex Smith and I'm a musician.
I'm James Keogh and I'm the friend of a musician. Let's get started.
Hello and welcome to another creamy episode of My Song Suck. My name is James Keogh.
My name is Alex Smith.
And today we have another fantastic song, or should I say bad song? From young Alex here again in the fourth season of My Song Suck. Alex, how are you feeling?
Yeah, feeling all right.
Doing okay?
Yeah, how are you feeling?
You guys are now out of lockdown. Well, as of this recording, no longer in lockdown.
Yes. I was going to say we could play a fun game of do we think we'll be in lockdown by the time this episode comes out? I think we won't because they've got some big vaccination centers being set up and hopefully, in theory, everyone's going to get vaccinated very quickly. 3,000 every day.
I am actually a fully vaxxed boy. And you know what else? I got the good stuff. I got the fizzy.
The fizzy. Although, as they say, the best vaccine is the vaccine you can get. So if you're unable to get access to Pfizer, get the hookup, just go ahead
and get that A to Z.
And there's that new Moderna coming out. But I don't know. I don't actually, if that goes terribly, then My Song Suck does not condone. I don't know.
At this
point in time, we haven't heard about it.
But this gets released into like the zombie future where Moderna ends up being like...
But I think they've been using it in the States and it's been going well.
Yeah. So there you go. If you're listening to this show, we are pro getting your vaccine.
And wearing a mask and obeying the rules.
Yeah. Anti-fun, though. Just don't like having fun.
Please, no fun.
No fun.
Yeah.
No fun-y business.
Oh, and this guy.
Yeah.
That
felt
like
the song we've got.
It's called Wasted Childhood. It's from Self-Esteem Waltz. And in 2010, the genre is pop rock, which is objectively untrue.
Yeah.
I don't really know what else to say about it in terms of context. It sounds like a butt, but we'll get back to that.
Yeah, we'll really get into that. We'll get into that butt. I'll tell you that much.
Get into the butt.
Right now. But let's have a listen, shall we?
Let's.
Teacher, nice to meet you. Just a shame that you're a dick. By that I mean you're supposed to teach me basic arithmetic, but instead you're teaching me how to be misogynistic. So I'm gonna clear this up and I will try to keep it quick. I don't care if you swear that left isn't left.
much less if you can write as you write. But keep your damn thoughts, keep your damn views, keep your damn opinions out of mind. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? Does it look like I am listening to you? Try to sculpt who I'm gonna be. You pissed your life against the wall. Well, it's my turn now. It's no longer a matter of if, it's a matter of how. I may be working overtime. It may be pulling at my mind. It might be tearing.
Goes out with a bang.
That song fucking sucks.
Yup.
My notes as I was writing it were, God, this is boring. I want it to stop. Pitchy as hell. This one is weird. Fuck, this is boring.
Damn, that's the whole episode. All right, thanks everybody. All right, end. See you next week. It is a struggle to listen to. Yeah, definitely a step back from the stuff you were doing.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on?
Up to this point. What? I don't know. Like, do you have I mean, obviously there's a story here because, like with many of your songs, there is just like a very clear, like,
specific
you're not,
thing.
You know, layering this in metaphors here. It's just sort of the thing that is upsetting Alex this week.
True.
So let's hear about that.
I guess the overarching note of this is I'm a kid and I got to make my own mistakes. And don't you try to help me because I got to make my own mistakes. And it's just the most belligerent, stupid, pointless fucking take.
Yep.
I hate it.
Yep.
I hate this song.
I think this is one of the, definitely the more like narrow-minded, short-sighted ones that we've seen Alex be.
It's like proud to be a fucking dipshit.
Right.
Sound-wise, this sounds like I'm back to the old acoustic guitar through the mic and then the effect applied to the recording of the acoustic guitar rather than the plugged in. But like, why the fuck? Why? We've moved past that.
Yeah.
Why is this
two happened? Albums ago?
Is this an old song that, you know? Mm.
Let's get a bit deeper. Let's listen to our first clip here and try and do some dissection.
All right.
I'm just a guy in a tie, learning things I'll never need. Life is hard, that's no lie, but it ain't easier to die. Your expectations of me are shocking. I won't impress you in a rush, don't make a fuss, but I will be drunk on the bus. If it means I had an awesome night before. No, I'm not missing this, a lesson, and I learned it like the best one, and a good night doesn't end up on the floor.
Alright.
Few notes.
Yeah, hit me.
Okay, firstly, let's just have a look at these lyrics here. Just a couple things I wanted to highlight.
Yeah.
Which, again, okay, coming back to, is this like just an old one that you've sort of dug out of the archives? Some guy in a tie.
Yeah.
Right? Because at this point, you're supposedly at
university,
uni.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So no uniforms to be seen unless you're one of those guys who, you know, wears the tie and fedora to uni.
Well, I did wear an entire suit on my first day to university.
Oh, no, Alex.
Such a real, real
every
cringe.
Day I learn something new and concerning about you.
I don't know why I did that. I can't tell you why I did that. I think I just wanted to look good.
It's a good gag, I guess.
It wasn't
it's a good
gag.
Like, oh, look at me.
It wasn't a gag. I think maybe I was going somewhere afterwards, and that's why I said. I think it was something that I played off as a gag, but I, you know, I was really just wearing a suit to university because I want people to think I looked good. I don't know.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
the fuck?
So yeah. So maybe this is you've had it in the archives and you've brought it, but why would you even? Anyway, so many questions. We might find an answer as we go along.
My problems start from the very, very beginning. The piano. Why this little da-da-da-da-da-da-da?
Yes. Does that ever come back to the rest of the song?
I don't think there's piano in the rest of the song. Why the fuck is there piano
Why?
In the introduction?
Is that like a juxtaposition thing? Is that like, oh, we've got
maybe.
A smooth song?
Yeah, maybe a fake out?
He's got us again, Alex Smith.
I don't know, man. This song really fucking upsets me.
It's not good. The other lyrical thing I wanted to point out is that you rhyme lesson with the best one.
Yeah.
And it's just not good.
Lesson, the best one. Like, it's a half rhyme.
I'm not going to give it to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just, it's very like, not a man, not a boy. Not even
in
between.
What
does that mean?
What's between a boy and a man? Like, what?
And why are you not that?
Well, because like, I'm just what? Some guy in a tie.
You are just some guy in a tie. I forgot. All right.
I mean, maybe if we deep dive way too much, maybe it's like, I'm not a man. I'm not an adult. You know, I'm not an adult. I don't have responsibilities.
No, but you're not even in between.
Yeah.
Things.
But like, so, I'm not a boy either. I mean, I'm not just some kid.
Yeah.
I'm not even in between. I'm not even any of those things. I'm just some guy in a tie learning things I'll ever need. That's it. That's all I am. I'm
even
not a child.
Learning things you'll never need. Again, you're at university.
Or sure. school, maybe.
Hmm?
Oh, no, it must have been university, actually.
Well,
because,
that's what I was, like,
because this... later on it mentions my girlfriend's father. And I met
right.
her at university. So this must have been a university song.
And you're drunk. You will be drunk on the bus if it means you had an awesome night before. So I guess... I mean, that doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be that you're of legal age, but you'd assume.
Yeah, I guess I'll be drunk on the bus if it means. So I'll drink so much that I'm still drunk the next day.
That as well, like not hungover on the bus, just drunk on the bus.
And like that I'm hungover on the bus, like I'll be hungover on the bus. So like it could
yeah.
fit. Like that was a choice of I will be drunk on the bus still.
Yeah.
And I drink so much that I'm still drunk the next day, which I used to do. I was a bit of a fucking mess, as we know.
Sure. I mean, who hasn't?
God, I hate the song and myself.
And it just, yeah, it gets like lyrically definitely would taking a step back because it just seems like you probably weren't at school. You probably weren't in a tie. You probably just wanted the rhyme of a tie. You wanted to like get the school mindset. In people's brains.
Maybe I wore a tie to uni sometime. I don't think I did, maybe. I don't know.
I think it's more likely that you needed a rhyme.
I mean, that has often been a thing that's happened. I think another loophole that might have happened was that I might have been literally wearing a tie at the moment that I wrote that lyric. That's the only other
put
thing
it
I can think of.
To write that lyric.
Yeah, I might have like been wearing a tie and maybe drunk on the bus and been like, I'm going to write this song.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm not going to... rule out the possibility. It does make more sense if this entire song is written while you're just like completely
drunk
out of your mind.
Yeah. I will say it's a lesson and I learned it like the best one. What's the best lesson, James?
Be yourself.
I know for a fact that I did not have the best lesson in mind when I wrote that. I didn't have anything. That really was just...
That was just
a rhyme. I don't know what the best lesson is.
Should we take a listen to the pre-chorus and probably the chorus
I
believe?
If we have to.
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? Does it look like I'm enjoying this to you? Whoa. Don't project your wasted childhood on me. And every
buddy. Oh, buddy. I relate when he says, does it look like I'm enjoying this to you? Like,
true.
Me neither.
True. That's the one part of the song where I'm like, you and me both, buddy.
I think this pre-chorus and this chorus is about my parents.
Oh, so it's not all about the teacher? It's
No, it's kind of like it's a bunch of people who are trying to tell me what to
do. The world's getting you down. Yeah. Right. It's such a childish song. Sorry.
I know it is. I hate it. That's why I hate it. What do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? It sounds like, what do you want me to say? You know, what do you want me to do? But it's not. It's like, right. So what is it that you want me to say? And what would you like me to do? And then it's like, by the way, does it look like I'm enjoying doing all these things that you're telling me? That's how that is meant to be read. And I'm telling you that.
Well, I think it comes across. So you want it to be like, well, what do you want me to say?
No. So that's how you would expect it to be. But it's actually like, Alex, can you do this? Oh, yeah. So what would you like me to say? Yep. And what would you like me to do when I get there? Okay. Just so you know, I'm actually not enjoying this. I want you to know
that's
that.
That's what you intended?
Yeah. It's so...
Why?
Right?
When the other read is like, just makes more sense.
Yeah. And it's just like more, it's like closer to an acceptable amount of edge. Like, what do you want me to say? It's just so much fucking venom as well. And don't project your wasted childhood on me.
It's literally like, just, this is the thesis of this song. Yeah. Like, it's just so like opaque and just like immature.
It's also just such an asshole thing to say to any adult. Imagine being an adult and being like, excuse me, can you knuckle down, please? And they're like, and then some kid turns around and says, don't project your wasted childhood on me.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, God.
I would fucking go home and weep and hug my wife and be like, this fucking kid, man, just
fucking
tore my asshole out.
Thanks for all the help, but I do not need you.
Bearing in mind that this is meant to be about my parents at that point. Like,
did you even have this much like hatred for your parents?
Like, no. That's the thing. I think maybe I just wanted to have a fucking fuck you song.
I'm just a kid. Life is a nightmare. Except that song is good.
that's where they differ. That's the important point where they differ.
I see the pop punk in this, I guess, if young Alec wants to label it as such. It's just like coming back to what we were saying before about like, wait, are you at uni? Are you a child? The another thing, like, if you are at uni, as you're writing this song, it's so immature. It's so childish.
I hate it.
It's like you're at least 18, 19 at this point, and you're writing about
17,
shouting at your parents.
It's irredeemable. Like the character in this is irredeemable.
Yeah. Just, I'm not getting on side with this character.
Neither. I hate this. I forgot about this. Another interest. It's funny that you mentioned the pop punk because... Don't project your wasted childhood on. Don't waste your time on me.
Oh, yeah,
you're
true.
Already a voice inside my
head. Right there.
I am Tom DeLonge. DeLonge.
We also have at the end of this chorus, I think something that you try and pepper in to kind of make you more redeemable throughout, which is like admitting that you're going to make mistakes as you grow up.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of this that kind of goes through, and there's like a bit of self-deprecating, like, oh, I'm going to make these mistakes too. Haha. But like, it just doesn't work because you're just such an asshole.
Yeah. Like literally what? I'm going to make horrible mistakes in this life.
Mm.
I don't want your help.
Right.
Don't even try. Don't insult me by trying to help me. Fuck you.
Cartoon villain at the start of a movie that's like, what, you think I'm gonna learn my lesson? You think I'm gonna do what you do and by the end of this find out that maybe I've been the asshole the whole time? Not likely.
I can't see what was it? What was I going for here? Don't project your wasted childhood on me. Thanks for all the help, but I do not need you. We make mistakes in this life, but we make them on our own. And I'm looking forward. Ew. It sounds like me am looking forward, you fucking caveman. Gross. To each and every one, .. Sort of, because it's funny, because why would you look forward to making a mistake?
Right.
Garbage, man. I hate this.
Well, maybe we can learn a thing or two as we make our way to university with young Alex here in verse 2.
Teacher, nice to meet you. Just a shame that you're a dick. By that I mean you're supposed to teach me basic arithmetic, but instead you're teaching me how to be misogynistic. So I'm gonna clear this up and I will try to keep it quick. I don't care if you swear that left isn't left, much less if you think right isn't right. But keep your damn thoughts, keep your damn views, keep your damn opinions out of mind.
Nice. A lot of stuff here.
This is my girlfriend at university. Her dad was a math teacher for primary school kids. Oh, no, high school kids. And he was a sexist.
Right.
And I did not like that about him, which is interesting because young Alex, as we know, did not have a great relationship
track
with women,
record
understanding of women's rights. Alex is probably on the more incel-y side of things than I'd care to admit. So it's interesting that at this point Alex has learned the terminology of like misogynistic. You know, you're teaching me to be misogynistic and I don't want that, so I guess maybe that's a step in the right direction. It kind of sounds like Alex started becoming a feminist and then just became a fuck according to this song, but I'm not gonna take that read. But that first half is like, I think I was trying to write a song from the perspective of one of his students.
Yeah,
because,
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because he would also, because also like university basic arithmetic.
You're right. I was gonna, I don't know.
I mean, I was never good at maths. That's why I fucking clean floors for a living. But like,
you definitely didn't go to university for it.
Yeah. He would often just fucking slip it in there as those kind of people tend to do.
Sure.
But the second half was about my... And here's the interesting thing. So I had this misogynistic dude in my life. But then this other part is about one of my drama teachers. And she was... And this is where it's really weird because she was very much of the left and was doing the whole, like, you know, feminist thing, like trying to teach the youth. And so, yeah, then it's like, I don't care that you swear that left isn't left, much left if you think right isn't right. Which I think is clever because... It sounds like, you know, up isn't up, down isn't down, but it's supposed to be like left isn't actually the left of center, and then the right wing isn't the right thing to do. But then
political.
It's like, but then it's like, listen, you misogynistic fuck. Listen, you liberal feminist. I don't care about either of you. Keep your damn thoughts, keep your damn views, keep your damn opinions out of mine, which is some fucking anti-mask fucking my freedoms bullshit. It's like, who literally, like, you're offending everybody on every side. Why are you so intolerable and insufferable? You fucking awful, unbearable fuck.
Who asked you?
Like, literally, you wrote this song to nobody about how you don't want anyone to fucking... Ew, I hate it. Maybe I'm mad because I see myself doing similar things in my adult life, how I just managed to fucking push everyone away just by being myself, and people like didn't ask, and I'm just like, well, I just think that the Brisbane music scene's fucking fucked. And it's like, well, who'd you ask? And now I don't want to work with you. And it's like, you know?
Well, better that than whatever this is.
Yeah. At least I sing better now, I guess.
Yeah.
I write better songs. What's fucked is that I think that the hook has potential, but when I hear it, I don't like listening to it. That's the weird thing. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, don't project your wasted childhood on me. And I'm like, that could be a cool hook, but how come when I listen to it, I don't like it?
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
I don't know. The lyrics kind of great, I feel, because I don't think I could hear that, you know, kind of coming from even the best of pop punk bands.
True.
Because I just, it seems... I think it just assumes so much of this other party. It feels like such a one-sided thing.
Yeah.
Like just like an angry kid screaming. Like a baby. It's like you're a baby.
It's just like I'm a baby.
Yeah.
All
right. Shall we continue?
Yeah, let's poop this out.
Let's see what I clipped next. Because the next one's pre-chorus and chorus. I don't know how much I clipped again.
Don't project your wasted childhood on me. Don't you try to sculpt who I'm gonna be. You pissed your life against the wall.
Yes.
Well, it's my turn now. It's no longer a matter of if, it's a matter of how.
Yeah. So pre-chorus before that, the only thing that's different is, does it look like I am listening to you?
Right.
The other one was, does it look like I'm enjoying this to you? This one is, does it look like I'm listening to you? So he's doing his own thing.
Right. One thing, I'm glad I clipped the chorus again. One, this has piss in it.
Piss.
Two, the fucking, like, half a second guitar loop that goes after each line that's just like, bloom, 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 bloom.
Yeah, it chugs.
Right, but it doesn't sound like it's a continuous thing. It sounds like it's you did it once and it's looped back to the start. So it sounds like it's, I don't know.
Yeah, look, it might be.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it
might be. I'm not a great guitarist. I cut a lot of corners. Listening to this song makes me feel tired. It makes me want to lie down. I remember talking to my psych and she was like, you know, different emotions feel different in your body. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, no, I feel really depressed all the time. She's like, how do you feel? Because I was like, I feel really tired all the time. I'm really heavy. And she's like, that can be a sign of depression. I think listening to this song is making me feel the physical symptoms of depression. I want to lie down. I want to close my eyes. And I feel so sad and tired listening to this song.
At work, so I have this mic that I use for the show, and then I also kind of use it on calls at work.
Tax deductible.
And you know, I'll be having video calls with my colleagues or whatever you shall call them. And I had a manager who was like, "Oh, that's a cool mic." And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, do you have like a podcast or something?" And I go, "Yeah, I do." And he's like, "Oh, cool." And I talk about it. And he's like, I'll take a listen. And, you know, people say that.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And we come back, you know, next week or whatever. And he goes, "Hey, I listened to a couple episodes of your podcast."
Fuck.
"Your friend is very brave." I would not do what your friend is doing because it would just be too painful. And I was like, yeah. No, I have the easy part of this show for sure.
I'm convinced that this show is going to be my downfall. In like 40 years, they'll be like, "Oh yeah, we listened to your podcast. Like you're done. Your career's done." I'm like, "Yeah, look, fair. I saw this coming."
Kind of weird that you did that, if I'm honest. Why'd
you do that?
Why?
Self-sabotage. Just like, from the beginning. You could have not. You could have not. Why? Piss your life against the wall. Very funny. Piss.
And now it's your turn to piss your life against the wall.
It's like, who are you? Hey, listen. Don't try to sculpt who I'm going to be. I don't want a mentor. I don't want you to help me. I don't want you to try and guide me. I don't want you to use your experience and having made these mistakes yourself, learn from your mistakes. I don't want you to help me be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
Also, person who has extended a hand to me, you pissed your life against the wall. Fuck you. And also, knowing all of this, now it's my turn to piss my life against the wall. It's no longer a matter of if, it's a matter of how. Who the fuck are you? Why are you like this? Why are you writing this song? Who is this song for? Is this for you?
Who is this song for? You're so right. I think like the aim is to just be this like anthem, this like rallying cry.
Yeah.
This like, we're kids and we, you know, hate our parents. But it's just so aggressive and like whiny, I think, that it just, yeah.
I know that I was frustrated as a kid. Like, I think that a real gem, I say gem, more just like a thing, a seed from which I think this song grew, was I felt that I was in high school and university, and I felt like my teachers were putting a lot of their personal beliefs into their teaching.
Mm.
And it would be like, this is Euripides, also like the earth is flat and stuff. You know, that didn't happen, but like, it felt like, just teach me the curriculum, let me form my own opinions.
Right.
You know? And I think it was trying to be a thing of like,
let me think for myself.
Yeah, which
is, and just do your job.
Yeah, which is interesting, I guess, because I know that there are schools where they're like, hey, so I'm going to teach you the curriculum. Here is the history that is taught. But what they don't tell you about history is like the massive effects of colonialism and stuff. And like, that's an important thing that does need to be taught. This is like a song from within that system that's like, hey, I just want to hear about history. Don't try and push your feminist bullshit on me. all your sexist, misogynistic bullshit on me. I just want to learn maths. And it's like, it's such an angry, I'm a rat in a cage kind of song.
Totally.
But it's like, I just put the thoughts in my brain tube, just slide it into my head. Don't try to, like, so ignorant, so narrow-minded.
Yes.
This person watches Fox News, like.
Right, right, exactly. It's so much just like, just feed me what I need and get out of here.
Yeah, I think that's what I think it's from. I think it's just like, just do your job as a teacher. Stop trying to, you know, because obviously, you know, the
right.
internalized misogyny as a kid, I'd be like, oh, you know, Miss blah, blah, blah is always trying to get us on, you know, the feminist train. Mm. Well, why can't you just teach me drama? You know, she always got to make it a feminist thing. And it's like, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. God damn. Fuck. Why is this one getting me so bad?
I think it is just a particularly egregious. Because yeah. I think just like the take is so, and we can't yell at him now because he doesn't exist anymore.
Or does
and
he?
And we can't just be like, hey, idiot, stop.
Maybe that's why it hurts so bad. Maybe he's alive inside me. I don't know, man. The show is difficult out. For me.
Oh, let's move on.
Yeah.
I may be working overtime. It may be pulling at my mind. It might be tearing me apart a bit each day. I know that I can't do it all. But I'll be damned if I'm gonna fall. I hear you say that you'd have done it another way.
You're not a fan of the solo.
Oh, God. It's just noise. I've written noise.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, well, can we agree that the bridge is pretty good?
Except for the last part, because yeah. I don't understand what... I'll be damned if I'm going to fall and hear you say that you've done it another way, as in, like, fall another way. That bit I just don't understand.
Yeah, I think it's like... If I'm going to have you say, well, you know, I would have done it this way.
Oh, here you say that you would have done another You'd have way. Done okay, it. Okay, right.
Yeah, like...
That's actually on me. I was reading it.
Wow.
That you have... I missed the apostrophe D on that
Do
one.
Your fucking research, James, before Could you come have. Into this studio.
Yeah.
You're wasting everyone's time. This tape cost $400 a meter.
That's right.
It costs $2,800 to record this show for every 2 seconds.
We're not made of bloody recording tape.
I like the harmonies in that bit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I think it again, the whole, it's a bad take about how you're just like, I'm working all the time. I'm so fucking stressed, dude. Body being torn apart. I don't need you to try and help me.
Yeah. Like, what? You don't like the solo? What's the matter with you?
Maybe it's because I'm... Because to record, I listen with headphones and my mic doesn't have monitor, so I take one of the headphones off. So I'm listening to it through one headphone. Maybe it's that listening strategy that does me a disfavor here because I'm not getting the fullness of the sound.
Wait,
but it does just sort of sound like noise.
Have you been listening to these very stereo heavy songs with one headphone?
When I'm listening to them off the app, yes. No. I mean, whatever the right answer is.
When you're analyzing them for a long time, you listen to it with one headphone?
No, that's what I'm saying. Let me go back. I'm tired. Okay. This song is making me depressed. Just give me a second.
I was opening several small doors.
I think it's a fine solo.
You're allowed to think it's a bad solo. I'm also allowed to be like, what? You think it's a bad solo?
Yeah, and then that's good content.
That's the dynamic, drama. Right? Is that what you're here for, listener? Do you like this?
Do you like this?
You having a good time? Don't waste project your wasted listening on
Stop
me.
Stop projecting your wasted childhood on us.
God, it makes me angry. Listening to this is making me angry.
Yeah.
I'm so angry. Why does this happen?
It's just so petulant.
I was about to comically say like that and then say an unrelated thing that I was upset about. And I was like, no. While funny, but no. All right. Well, I guess final chorus, right? Did you clip the final chorus?
Let's find out.
Don't project your wasted childhood on me. Thanks for all the help, but I do not need you. We make mistakes in this life, but we make them on our own. We are looking forward to making all of them.
Because it's a mistake, you see. He made a mistake at the end of the song.
Oh. I didn't actually, now that I understand that, this is a good song. This song rules. Oh, man.
Fuck. I felt like I was going to cry listening to that last chorus.
Because it was so emotional?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it all makes sense now.
He projected the wise of childhood.
Mm, God, this fucking sucks. I'm so angry at myself.
This is like the worst we've had in a while, I think.
Why has this happened?
Now, that's the thing, is we lulled ourselves into a false sense of security. We were like, oh man, these songs are like getting really good. Like, I think we've turned a corner. I think that he's developing and like coming into his own. And then this happened.
This is so upsetting.
Did you go back in time and write and plant this song in here just so we have better content for the show?
Gotta keep the season fresh. Go back in time. Shit in GarageBand. Okay, so what's different? Thanks for all the help. I do not need you. Make me say, it's the same. It's the same
it's
shit.
It's the same. It's the same. I think it's just the last one, and you've got the
making all of them. Why does it sting more this time? Is the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Do we think that with better sung vocals that are in pitch, is that better? How do we redeem this?
I think what you were saying about like the core of the chorus. If you ripped out the lyrics. I think that's fine. I think it's lose the lyrics, ditch the zero, get with the hero, by which I mean better lyrics.
Are you quoting fucking Vanilla Ice from the Vanilla Ice movie?
Yeah, get Vanilla Ice to come in here. I don't know, man.
Fucking, I feel really drained listening to this song. I feel, god damn it, man.
Yeah. Kind of sucks, huh?
a lot. What am I doing? What am I fucking doing, man? We have so many guests that, like, one thing I wasn't expecting doing this show, like, this song is making me think about my life now.
Yes,
like, we get so many guests on the show and they're like, this is my first song ever. And it's like fucking better than anything I've ever done in my life or ever will. And I'm like, maybe I just don't have what it fucking takes, man.
Maybe you just don't have the spark.
I don't know.
No, you're
I guess everyone's journey's different.
The 3 years of listening to your own bad songs has bloody gotten to your head. I think that this is just a particularly egregious example. I don't know. I think that at least now we can sort of like just wash it away. Just we've had our time with it. We can learn from it on what not to do. I mean, you're going to, I don't know if this is announced. You're going to be doing a pop punk album.
At the moment, the goal is a pop punk album. I've learned from Nick that he's like, sometimes you can go into a thing with like an idea and then you're like, you know, we didn't do exactly what the idea was, but it was a good starting point. Yeah.
If you do want to do pop punk, here's what not to do. Or... here's a song already for you. There you go.
This is the one to remake.
Ugh. Yeah.
I guess that's the thing. What did we learn not to do from this song?
Great. Don't be a dickhead asshole.
All right. Well, what is dickhead asshole about this song?
Okay, yeah. I think this is
I wrote the song. You pull your weight in the episode. You do the thing.
I think this is a really good lesson on perspective and like... seeing outside of yourself, which I think you have to do for a song. I think you have to have good optics, like, because you know that young Alex here isn't doing this like sarcastically or with like any hint of irony. He genuinely believes that these people are wrong and wasted their childhoods, and he's the person who's going to come through and, you know, is the son of Christ. Like, I think don't do that is the lesson, and just sort of like be humble enough to, and the way to be humble with your songs and have a perspective that's not just like praising you is not to do like, sometimes there's some self-deprecating stuff in there. Like that's not a defense.
Yeah.
You have to actually speak from an angle of truth that is beyond your idea of truth and more like making an actual statement.
Here's the thing, actual advice, real talk.
Am I not actual advice?
No, because I'm going to ask you something and I want your actual advice.
Okay.
Because one of the songs that I'm writing on this album, which may or may not be included, it's called Hey Fuck Bag. And it's a song for when you're playing a gig and your name is Alex Smith and you're playing a gig and dudes in the audience choose to use your gig as a means to try and get with girls at your gig. And I really hate that people are using my art as a way to fucking get with people, most of the which I'm really just here for a gig, like please don't fucking grind up on me. And that song is quite aggressive. And the lyrics so far are like, hey fuck bag, no one wants to dance with you, so take your bum ass home and jerk it off and die maybe, fuck bag. And then like, I get it, life didn't turn out how you plan and you regret it, and you then is that then, because that's like an aggressive song, does that make you seem like a jackass then? Is it possible to have this kind of tone and be okay?
Right. I think there is. And like, you know, coming back to what we were talking about with like Sum 41 of like, I'm just a kid and stuff like that. I think the key is to generalize and also like not make it so that you're the good guy, like inherent, like not make it so that this person I'm singing about is the asshole, whereas I, the singer of the song, am the savior and I rule and this guy drools. Like, I think it's got to be about, hey, here's this situation we're all in. Like, you have to generalize it out so it's not like, this is the specific scenario in which I, the hero of the story, am better than, you know, this jackass whose whole life has been a series of villainy and scum.
Yeah.
Like, I think there has to be more of like a nuance to it.
Yeah.
That's like, hey, here's something we can all rally behind. Mm. Some people are shit, you know, and that's a real scenario that you're speaking from. Mm. So it's like, there is that level of like, yeah, you can call someone an asshole for sure, because if they're being an asshole, they're being an asshole.
But then am I then the arbiter of who is and isn't an asshole? You know?
I mean, well, you know, it comes back to like, sometimes, you know, there are situations where that's just the case, you know, like people
punch up.
Yeah.
But because punch up is usually like punch people in power.
People in power, yeah.
So like,
I guess maybe it's not punch up, but it's like
punch just sideways.
So punch sideways. I think it's more just like, don't, it's about positioning and how you position yourself in the context of that.
Yeah. For what it's worth, any listener listening, if they've just tuned in, I'm not like, I wrote this song where I'm like, fuck you parents for trying to help me. How do I make that better? What did I do wrong here? Like, I know that much. Don't think I don't know that much, but yeah.
One of the things that I think that you falter with here is that like, it's odd because you're oddly specific, but not, I don't know, you're not specific enough that you're saying specific examples that everyone can relate to.
Yeah.
So it's like, I, as a, you know, maybe I'm a kid or whatever, I can't rally behind this song because I haven't been in these specific scenarios and you're not giving me examples of things that are common enough that I can be like, oh yeah, that's happened to me too. Like, I haven't had a misogynistic maths teacher, and maybe some people have, but you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, not to end a sentence with, you know, but I don't know.
I didn't have anything to add, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, no.
God, this song fucking sucks, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I think like, this is just a petulant kid yelling.
It really upsets me. Like, what happened? How did this slip through into this album?
That's right, because it's like, I don't know.
The production is bad. The personality is bad. The lyrics are bad.
I thought we'd taught you a lesson by this point. I thought young Alex was listening.
No, apparently not.
Oh no.
I my God. My fucking God.
I mean, I would hope that this is like an exception in what is otherwise a fairly good album, but we'll find out.
I don't even have, I mean, I've said all my notes about it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about this one.
I think we end the episode.
It's just upsetting. I'm just upset that it happened. And the thing is, that's the thing, like, it's not like the other episodes. It would be like, I am young, and then I'd make like a really short-sighted, narrow-minded statement about, like, you know, a girl I like, and you'd be like, oh, Alex, you know. Whereas this doesn't feel so much like a societal thing that I can be like, you know, TV fucking pushes the patriarchy on me and trains me to think that women are objects, or like, you know, narrow-minded. This is just like, this is from inside me. It's like, you are an entitled fuck, and that isn't society's fault. You're just an idiot and a shit.
I wonder how much of this, because this to me doesn't seem genuine like some of the, like most of the other songs are. I wonder how much of this is you trying to do a pop punk and just like, hey, what are some pop punk songs do? You know, yell at their parents or whatever. I wonder if this is like a heightened version of you trying to hit a tone.
Maybe.
And drawing in some examples, like drawing in the maths teacher or whatever.
Maybe. I'm just so disappointed, Alex.
I'm not mad. I know. It's just, you know what it is?
What?
It's just that I know he can do better at this point.
Yeah. I've never felt so disappointed in myself.
I'm very disappointed.
I'm very disappointed. Alex. What's weird is that I remember going into this being like, I like this song. It has a good melody. But it doesn't have a good melody. And it has a bad message.
I think it has a good melody.
Meh.
You were saying it has a good melody, like the chorus and stuff.
Like, on paper it has a good melody, but when I listen to it, it hurts my ears.
Oh, you're just so tired grating. And depressed because you've been listening to the song.
True, that's true. I was thinking today, I was like, oh, I had some coffee and I feel really anxious. And I was like, well, the coffee just makes me fast. And I was like, well, what about when I'm sleepy and I'm depressed and tired because I haven't got enough sleep? And it's like, that just makes you sleepy. The real trick is that you're just depressed and anxious. When you're tired, you're sleepy. When you have coffee, you're fast and anxious. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm just a depressed person. So I'm trying to cap that chain of thought. Good content. The album's been out for a while now.
And it's doing all right.
It is doing pretty well. It's doing pretty well.
All right. Well, what would you rate this out of 10?
My knee jerk is 10, but like... Surely you can. It can always be worse, right? But like, 10 feels comfy.
I was gonna say 10. I think it's like somehow worse than the sum of its whole.
Damn. Worse than the sum of its whole. Let's put that on my tombstone. I feel like I've got to give it a 10.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? It's like this could have slid through as like an 8 in season 1.
Yeah.
I think now,
yeah,
it's a 10.
It's the betrayal. Top 10 anime betrayals, really.
I thought we knew this guy.
I thought we were better than this. I realize as well that this whole show, we talk about me in like the third person. And sometimes I'm like, this is me. I'm like, and then I have to turn off that thought.
Sometimes you have to realize, it's like it's your bloody Wile E. Coyote running off a cliff. Yeah. And then the looking down is acknowledging that it's yourself.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck, this is me. I did this. And I'm like, no, it's young Alex. It's fine. It's fine. I'm a different guy now. This was over 10 years ago.
Exactly.
A lot has grown.
10 years ago, I was 12.
Jesus.
And I did a lot of shit when I was 12.
I was 38 10 years ago.
Oh, wait, no, I was 14. Okay. Never mind.
Different man.
I thought I was 22 for a second, man.
How old
are
you?
This lockdown's been a real trip.
You're like 25, 26?
24.
Ooh.
Because I was 14 10 years ago.
Honestly, I don't count the past 2 years. Time's fucked now.
No.
Do we call it?
That's what we've been trying to do this.
I feel so drained and sad. Thank you so much for listening, listener. I imagine you probably feel equally drained and sad. Or maybe you're getting sick,
maybe
morbid
you're getting
glee
some good
from
chuckles out of this, huh? Maybe you're just like laughing it up because... And I, like, here's the thing. It's great to not be this guy.
I'm glad. I'm glad for all of you.
It's a lot more fun to not be this kid.
I mean, yeah, I guess maybe it's Schadenfreude. You know, you're like, well, at least I'm not as bad as that fucking dickhead.
It's not that. It's more like we have the benefit of hindsight and we're able to laugh at it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm so sad.
It's so sad.
F in chat, boys.
They put chuck some F's in the chat for young, for old Alex.
I didn't realize that people I know actually listen to the podcast. I thought I was just a person with a podcast who's like, hey, you know, here's my podcast, listen to it. And like, people are like, yeah, good podcast. But people are like actually listen to the show. Like, yes. People I know listen to the show. Like, I understand people from across the globe being like, I can't wait to tune in. What was that accent? I didn't even mean to do like an accent just then. That was me not knowing what I was going to say and putting away.
We now no longer have an international audience because of canceled. Whatever that was.
Cancelled. Whereas people that I know are like, can't wait to tune in. I love weekly My Song Suck. And I'm like, fuck. That's, people yeah. I know are listening to this now.
I can't think about that and keep doing this show. Anyway, follow the show on Instagram and Twitter. And do keep tuning in. We are joking when we say that we don't want you to listen. It's
I didn't say
psychology.
I didn't want you to listen. I do still crave attention.
That's true.
God, I feel like crying, man. This is so much. I don't think it's embarrassment either.
It's
so
yeah.
Sad.
There is a bit of disappointment.
Yeah. Right?
Because it's like we've spent so long. Anyway, we're retreading.
Yeah, we've said this like 9 times.
We'll cut this bit out. But do go and follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, if you like the show, leave a comment.
Yeah.
How can you're so sad? Where can people find you, Alex? Let's cheer you up by plugging your many things that you're doing
in the bin. No,
No, we've put him in the bin. I knew you shouldn't have been recording from the bin this episode, but the Oscar the Grouch.
The acoustics are good. Your man Alex Smith on Bandcamp, Spotify, and Patreon. If you got bucks, Bandcamp. If you don't, Spotify. If you got extra bucks, find me on Patreon. But also, if you buy my new album Slow Burn on Bandcamp, you get a digital. I've actually totally fucked it. If you buy a physical copy, you get a digital copy. Then you get sent a physical copy, which comes with a download code for a digital copy. So you get 3 copies of the album when you buy the physical copy on Bandcamp. And they both come with a link to the making of documentary, which is about an hour long. 6 people have watched it so far, so fuck me, I guess. I spent hours editing that. But thank you very much.
6 hours of view time. So
it's true. That's true. That is true. That's true. No, I appreciate the people who have watched it. Thank you very much. Oh, and go check out the Align music video. It's weird because in our time, I've only mentioned this a couple times to audiences. It's been like, he's been talking about this music video for like 5 months. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. But no, thank you very much to everyone. And thank you. You, James, for being my friend, even though each time we chat, I peel back another layer of the onion and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
you
do.
Yeah. But I hope that you get out of lockdown soon. I hope that
I get out of lockdown soon as well, because I tell you, it's not doing wonders for the old noggin. And it's well, you know, we're doing what we want to do. As I say, I got that fizzy V up in my veins.
Hell yeah.
So I'm not too stressed. But, you know, we're all doing our part. Hey, if any one of you is listening to this show to get through a lockdown or a hard time, that makes it all worth it. That makes Alex's mental instability just that much worth it.
Thank you. So, and if you are in Sydney listening, bloody get your vaccines. James can go out. Do it for James.
Do it for me. If not for, anything else, just do it for me.
Do it so James can go to the shops. He deserves
it.
And orgies. He's a good boy. He deserves it. And that's the end of the episode, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.